You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank him so much for allowing us to get up this morning. He put breath in this old clay body, and guess what? While I'm up today, we're going to praise the Lord. Amen. Give him all the glory for what he have done. And we thank God for the blessing for yesterday, and we thank God for the blessing today, and we're going to thank God for the blessing for tomorrow. I know he's going to bless us in our health, and he's going to bless us in our finances. Oh, what a lovely day. What a lovely day. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Our Sunday school starts at 10 o'clock. Our morning service starts at 11 o'clock. If you go to www.church5.com, that is our website, and you can look at us on Facebook. Just type in Vernon Whitaker, and you will go to our Facebook. And we want to welcome everybody to this program. And this is the True Word of God. And we are here today to speak nothing but the True Word of God. And I just want to thank my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker, and all the members of First Church Fivefold Fellowship. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I don't care what the day looked like. I don't care whether it's rain or not. But I know one thing, that the Lord has allowed us to get up this morning. To me, this is a great day. Are we ready to say our motto? Here we go. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what my enemy says, no matter what my enemy does to me today, guess what, Sister Connie? He cannot, shall not, and he will not take my joy. This is a joy that the Lord has gave me, and whatever the Lord has gave me can no man take away from me. Oh, praise his holy name. I just want to praise the Lord today. I feel like this praising the Lord for what he have done, for him being so good. Amen. When I was not worthy, oh, he saw that I was worthy. He saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And we want to thank him for looking down upon us with his finger of love this morning and stirring us up this morning, Sister Connie. He woke us up. And when he woke me up, he put a song in my heart and a smile on my face. I don't care what nobody say. It cannot get that bad where I can't say thank you, Lord. Or I can't say hallelujah and give God all the praise. We want to continue with our subject that we started last Sunday, and that is sin. That's a subject I think that we really need to understand, sin. Not that we are bashing anybody in particular, but the Bible says that whatever God hates, we supposed to hate. And God hates sin. He loved the person, but he hates the very act. And those acts that we need to get somebody straight. And I truly believe at First Church Fivefold Fellowship that somebody needs to stand up and tell the truth. Somebody needs to stand up and tell when a person is wrong, when a person is not doing right, so that they can get it right. That's what it's all about. It's all about sin. If you don't never tell a person they in sin, guess what? Some people don't know they are in sin. But yet, somewhere or another, somebody needs to stand up and say, thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. It's not what I say, but it's what the Lord says. It's not what I feel or what I read, but it's by the word of God that comes out of the Bible. And so now we're going to look at some of the sins that God really hates and detests and is abomination to him. And whatever is abomination to God should be abomination to us. Now, I can't understand if you are an alcoholic, drug addict, homosexual, lesbian, liar, backbiter, whatever. If you say you love the Lord and you're still in that same situation, then there's something wrong with your statement. There's something truly wrong with your statement. Because Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So now we need to understand, just because I say I'm a good person and good is not going to get you in heaven, let's get it corrected right now. I don't care how good you is. If you're not serving the Lord, if you're not faithful, if you're not obedient to the word of God, you're not going to get in. Because the Bible says we're going to be judged by the works that we do. Not how good you are, not how many people that you fed, but how are you obedient to the word of God? And some of you will know that you are in sin right now. Some of you know that you are doing wrong. Some of you are knowing that you're not living right. So now we need to correct the mistake that you're in, correct the situation in order for us to get into heaven. And the reason why I'm preaching today, the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying, because somebody stood up to me and told me the error of my ways. And that same young little lady that told me that I was wrong helped me in such a great way that it changed my life completely. Now I'm living right for God. And as I said last week, and I said again this week, my life is an open book. And I challenge anybody to inspect my life and see whether or not I'm living right for God. Now, I didn't say I was perfect, but I'm striving to be perfect. I'm striving through the word of God. So now, anybody can come in and check out Apostle Vernon Whitaker and see how I live, see how I treat my wife. And let me give you a word of advice. Anytime you go to a church and you want to know about the pastor, this is what I teach my members. Look at the pastor and see how he treat his wife. If he don't treat his wife right, what make you think he going to treat you right? And this is the person that he supposed to sleep with and he claims that he love. When I go to a church, I'm always watching the pastor and seeing how he treat his wife. If he ain't treating his wife right, I know that he ain't right. Let the church say amen. Amen. So sin, that we know that sin is a violent act against God's will. That's what sin is. Now we know that Adam and Eve sinned against God. And we know that in the Bible said that they weren't drunk. They weren't no alcoholic. They weren't no homosexual. They weren't no lesbian. They weren't no backbiter. What they did was this: they disobeyed the will of God. That's what sin is. So now we know in the Old Testament that sin, some sin was punishment by death. Yes, it was. Some sin was punishment by death. Then God come with the New Testament, and now we are forgiven of our sins. So now we, in order to get and be free from your sin, you have to repent. Now let's define what repentance is. Repentance don't mean that, Lord, I'm sorry, and you keep on doing what you're doing. That's not repentance. Repentance means that, Lord, I'm sorry, and I have a change of heart. I change my way. That's what repentance is all about. So now we know sometimes we get up and we say, God forgive me, but yet we go back into that same situation. And now we want to put our folly, our failure on everybody else but ourselves. We want to blame everybody. We even blame Satan for our failure. But here's the kicker to that situation. You made the choice. You made the choice. Ain't nobody force you. He might entice you. He might have put it out there. He might have made it sound good to you. But you made the choice. So whatever choice you made, that you need to be able to take whatever that you have done wrong. Own up to your mistakes. And once you own up to your mistakes, now you can go and ask God for forgiveness. When you go and ask God for forgiveness, now you are wholly sorry for what you have done. And once you're wholly sorry, now God, come on somebody, now God will forgive your sin. And I hear people say all the time, oh, God know my heart. Yeah, he know your heart. I'm just going to leave that alone. Yeah, he know your heart. And we know that sin entered in through Adam and Eve. And on that day, when they was eating the fruit, they didn't say nothing about no apple. I know some people teach it was an apple, but the Bible says it was a fruit. We don't know what kind of fruit it was, but it was a fruit. So, if this Adam would just talk to his wife and say, honey, the Lord said we shouldn't eat of this fruit. Come on, let's go. But the minute that he partaken in that violent act against God's will, that's when sin enter into the human race. That's why we have sickness and disease, and that's why we die early, because of that one act. But God is a God, a good God, and he loved us so much that he wanted to reconcile the relationship back to us. And he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to be nailed to the cross and die and shed his precious blood, so that in that blood that reconciled us back to God, that mended the relationship. So now all we have to do is accept what God has given us. Accept his son, Jesus Christ. Accept the blood atonement for our sins. And ask God to forgive you of your sins. And we know that because of what they did, they were punished for their sins. We know that the woman now, when she have babies, she have labor pains. That was part of the punishment. Another part of the punishment that she would desire her husband only. And man, he did not escape. God punished him too. That's why we had to work by the sweat of our brow. That's why we had to work hard to feed our family, because of that mistake that was done. So now, let's go to Romans chapter 1. And we're going to start from verse 18 and we're going to verse 29. And I want to read this scripture so that we can get a clear understanding of what sin is and what and why God hated. And it says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodly and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. So now, here's the question that I like to ask, and this is a response I get. Now, I ask people, well, what you saved from? And they say, well, we saved from sin. No, you're not saved from sin. When you wholly are sovereign and you repent, you are saved from the wrath of God. You are saved from the punishment that God is going to bring down from heaven upon you when you repent. This is what we are saved from. And that's what the Bible said. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And verse 19 says, because that which was made known to God, it manifests in them, for God has shown it unto them. God has shown us what's right and what's wrong. We have no excuse for doing what we're doing. We cannot blame it on Satan. We can't blame it on nobody but ourselves, because God had taught us and showed us what was right and what was wrong. But yet and still, we still want to do what we want to do, Sister Connie, and thank God don't see us. And thank God is such a good and loving God that he's just going to let that slide. He's not going to let it slide. And I would teach and tell every pastor, if you're going to preach God, preach the whole God. We ask God is good. He's good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Now, we're good to say that. But we need to know the other side of God. And the Bible says it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. We need to know that God do get angry. My God. It's been manifest. It's been told. Everywhere we go, we hear the word of God. Every Sunday, every Saturday, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You turn the radio on the TV, you hear the word of God. So we have no excuse now. If you want the wrath of God, you keep on living the way that you're living. That's all I got to say. And I thank God. I thank God. I'm saying this truthfully from the bottom of my heart. I thank God that that little old lady told me that I was living in error and I need to change my wicked ways. Yes, it made me mad. Yes, I got upset. But when I went home, I thought about what she said. And knowing that the truth was spoken unto me, and I come today to speak the truth to somebody, you need to change. Because the wrath of God ain't not my wrath. It's not your wrath, but it is the wrath of God. I know sometimes we say, well, I need to go to church. I need to change my way. I need to read my Bible. But you keep making all excuses, but you don't do it. If you say you're going to go to church, get up on Sunday morning and go to church. Don't let nobody hinder, hold you, or stop you from serving the Lord. Not your wife, not your husband, not your children, not even your job. If you're going to serve God, be sold out. 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 Be committed. Because your life is at stake. Whether you know it or not, your life is at stake. And we always got to say, well, I intended to go to church Sunday. Oh, I really wanted to go, but I just wasn't feeling good. If you go to church and you ain't feeling good, you can get healed in the church. That's where you're healing at. That's where your deliverance is, when you hear the word of God in the church. And verse 20 says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that we are without excuse. Oh, my God. You ain't got no kind of excuse because everything has been made clear. You have seen it. You seen the wind. You seen the trees. You seen the bird. You even breathe what God has created. The air that you take into your lung, your very body was created by God. Your very thoughts, your mind, your fingers and your hands was created by God. What more can you want from God? What more? He gave his only begotten son to die and shed his blood. What more can God do for you? What more? You are out with us. What kind of excuse you can come up with now? There's none. And verse 21 says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, and neither was they thankful, but became vain in their own image, and they and their foolish hearts was darkened. Verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, and yet they became fools. You ain't smart as what you think you are. You can't outsmart God. You can't outthink God. He knows your very thoughts before you even think it. In verse 23, it says, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image that made like to corrupt men and to birds, four-foot beasts, and creepy things. In verse 24, wherefore God also gave them, this is part I like, wherefore God, and it's a man, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own heart, to dishonor their own body between themselves. Ain't nobody woke up decided to be a homosexual. Ain't nobody woke up decided to be no lesbian. Ain't nobody woke up decided to be no alcohol or drug addict. It was some situation that came in your life that caused you to be that way. God do not make no mistake, and God does not put that mess in nobody's body. You were not born that way. Come on, somebody, let's get it right. You was not born that way. It was a circumstance. Something happened in your life that caused you to be that way. Don't put your mistake on God. So now if you do that, you tell me, trying to tell me God is not perfect. And I'm not buying that. I don't care what you say. If you look into your life and go back, something happened in your life that caused you to be what you are today. You didn't have God in your life. The lust of your own heart to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And verse 25 says, who changed the truth of God into a lie, worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. In verse 26, for this cause, God gave them up to vile affection. Now, here we go. Now, I want you to hear this. For even the woman did change the nature use into that which is against nature. So, Romans chapter 1, I want you to read it for yourself, from 18 to 29. Now, let me read that again. And this is verse 26. For this cause, for this reason, God gave them up to vile affection. For even, talking about the woman, did change the nature of being with a man, laying with a man. Guess what? Now she want to lay with a woman. Come on, somebody. Read it for yourself. This is the word of God. Even before some of y'all was born, this was already prophesied. And verse 27. Likewise, also men, leaving the nature use of a woman, burning in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, receiving themselves that recompense of their error which was met. So in other words, man left the nature of laying with another woman, and now he want to lay with a man. God gave it up because of because of your disobedience against him. God removed his anointing from man. God allowed these things to happen because you will not obey the word of God. They didn't say nowhere where somebody was born a homosexual, a lesbian, a drug addict, an alcoholic. Y'all need to stop telling that stuff and be real with yourself and say, yes, I got into a situation. Yes, maybe somebody might have raped me. Yes, somebody maybe molested me. Yes, maybe I got into a situation I didn't understand and caused me to be that way. I guarantee you, if you talk to anybody, they will tell you that something happened in their life that caused them to get that way. We need to learn how to minister to these people and get them back from the situation and bring them back from the darkness into the marvelous light. Let them know that God still loves them, but he do not like the act that you are doing. Don't try to put it on God. God ain't got nothing to do with it. You made the choice. And if you make the choice, you can undo the choice that you made if you put it in your heart. If you are wholly sorry and you're tired, sick and tired, and sick and tired of being sick and tired, and sick and tired of being sick and tired, then you know how to come out of that situation. Get in somebody's church and let somebody minister the word of God to you. Verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God and their knowledge, God gave them over to a rebellious mind to do those things which was not covenant. So God allowed these things to happen to you because of your rebellious mind. Being filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malice, whisper, backbiters, hater of God, despiser, proud, boastful, inventors of evil things, disobedience to the parents, without understanding, covenant breaker, without the nature effect, implacable on mercy, who knows the judgment of God, that when they commit such things are worthy of death. I'm reading from the King James. You can go to any other Bible and it should tell you the same thing. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in doing that to them. My God. This is what I'm talking about. This is sin. And God said, if the people was called him by his name, he will heal the land. Do not have no excuse tomorrow when you want to go to church. You've been saying it for years and saying it for months. I need to go. I need to go. I need to go. I need to go. But yet you allow everything else to come in and stop you from going and praising the Lord. Stop you from getting your deliverance. Stop you from being healed. Get up tomorrow morning. Find you a good church to go to. Go into the church. Repent for God and ask God to forgive you of your sins and be wholly sorry for what you have done. And watch God work a miracle in your life tomorrow. I don't care whether you're an alcoholic, a drug addict, backbiter, a murderer, homosexual, a lesbian, stealer, whatever it is. If you go and confess your sins before God, God will help you. God will turn that situation around. He will be able to deliver you from whatever you are going through. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare it right now. If you think I'm lying, try me. Try it tomorrow. Test God and see what God will do. I know what God will do. He is a wonderful God. All he got is wanting you to come back so that he can love on you. Just love on you. Love on you. He needs to love on somebody tomorrow morning. This is Apostle Brandon Whitaker from First Church 5-4 Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street. And if you want to call me after the show, my number is 561-718-2361. And if you need a ride to church and don't have a ride, give us a call and we will be more than happy to come pick you up. All I want somebody to get saved. Because now we're getting ready to go. Here we go. We'll say it one more time. This is our motto. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And may God bless you, and you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.
In church on Sunday morning, Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, "Ronnie, don't you run so fast. You might fall on a piece of glass. It might be snakes there in that grass." Grandma's hands. Grandma's hands soothed the local unwed mother. Grandma's hands used to ache sometimes and swell. Oh, but Grandma's hands used to lift her face and tell her. She said, "Baby, Grandma understands that you really love that man. Put your faith in Jesus' hands." Grandma's hands. Grandma's hands used to hand me a piece of candy.